This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. President Trump's former attorney Rudy Giuliani arrived at the courthouse in Atlanta this morning, stepping out of a limousine, telling reporters he wouldn't talk to them about his upcoming testimony. He was ordered to appear this morning before a grand jury that's investigating attempts by Donald Trump and others to overturn his 2020 election defeat in Georgia. The AP's Donna Warder.
Giuliani's lawyers have been told that he's a target of the investigation. The Fulton County District Attorney opened an investigation after the disclosure of a phone call on January 2, 2021, between Trump and Georgia Secretary Brad Raffensperger, in which Trump suggests that Raffensperger could find the votes needed to flip the election results in Georgia. I'm Donna Warder.
Wyoming Congresswoman Liz Cheney says she's thinking about running for president. She lost her Republican primary yesterday to a Trump-backed candidate.
The three-term member of Congress and co-chair of the January 6th committee says former President Trump and his allies at the national, state, and local levels are a threat to the nation.
If we do not condemn the conspiracies and the lies, if we do not hold those responsible to account, we will be excusing this conduct.
I'm Tim McGuire.
In Alaska's primaries, Trump critic Senator Lisa Murkowski, also a Republican, advanced to the general election, and Trump ally Sarah Palin will be in the general election for a House seat. A 29-year-old police officer who was shot in the head Monday night while trying to stop a robbery suspect in Miami is in extremely critical condition this morning, say officials. Detective Cesar Echeverri's family has remained by his side. He's at Miami's Jackson Memorial Hospital. Many households are spending more cautiously now because of high inflation. Retail sales were flat last month. This is AP News. Now to the Golden Eagle.
The rush to build wind farms to combat climate change is colliding with preservation of the Golden Eagle as the species teeters on the edge of decline. When the birds collide with wind turbines, the result is usually deadly, says Charles Preston with Teton Raptor Center. More than 100 golden eagles were killed by one company's turbines.
They don't necessarily perceive this distance, this gap between the turbine blades. And so as they're flying through and the turbine is spinning, it strikes the eagle.
Doug Bell is with East Bay Regional Park District.
As far as potential solutions goes, there probably really is no silver bullet, but there are several options that can be pursued.
One, he says, is building turbines in areas less frequented by the eagles, something conservationists like Preston agree with. Another is retrofitting power poles to make them less perilous. I'm Julie Walker.
And I'm Rita Foley, AP News.